welcome to the Lunamo Show. I am your host, the loudest one in the room, but the shortest within the public complex. The singer, the mother, the wife. I'm on Love & Hip Hop. You see me everywhere. I'm Muslim, but I be...
But I be having my hair out from
Hello,
time to
I be
time.
Having my hair out. I don't be all the time wearing my chemo. I'm your girl, Lil Mo.
And it's your boy, the co-host, the funny, seen on Comedy Central, Kevin Hart's Heart of the City, Wildin' Out Tour, a bunch of other things, but...
I thought you said you was on what now?
I did that too. I did a lot of, baby, don't count my credits. I be working.
Don't
be playing with me, man. It's your boy Skeet Carter. We are here at the Little Mo Show. And it's going down. We got some special guests. But right now, you know what we gotta talk about. We gotta talk about the internet. Cause the internet
don't lie.
Yeah.
We're in the good times.
I don't know how to do I can't hit the high notes, man. So, what you got going on? What's going on?
Man, it's a lot going on in the internet. People be acting up, but you know when you see it on the internet, it's not a lie, so we're going to report it to you as it said to us. Now, it's all alleged until we see somebody cut a check, because you know when they cut a check, that means that they did something nasty. With that being said, P. Diddy wants to buy an NFL team. Why? Why do you ask, right?
Yeah, why?
He wants to buy the Carolina Panthers because, according to Yahoo Sports, NFL Carolina Panthers owner Jerry... It seems like everybody in the NFL name is Jerry. Jerry Rice, Jerry Richardson, Jerry Springer, Jerry, Jerry's kids. Okay, so the owner, Jerry Richardson, said he's putting the team up for sale, which to me reads he's putting the team up for sale at the end of the season. Why did he put it up for sale? I was wondering that, too, because how do you just say, I want some of a football team after you make all this money and Cam Newton up there hitting the nay-nay? What dance he be doing all the time?
He do all the dance.
And he wear a lot of church shoes with high water pants, but he be lit.
Right. But, why is he selling? Why?
They said, child, the day before they was about to hit him with a misconduct in the workplace lawsuit, and he was being investigated. He was like, you know what, let me just go on and give up the team. But word is, allegedly, he's already had paid like four people off, some four employees, some cash settlements. Like, why couldn't he have touched my butt?
Yeah, he could. I mean, I don't know.
I used to live in North Carolina.
Well, you got to walk past him. You ain't walk past Jerry. Jerry.
I'm walking past the wrong Jerry's. Walking past some geriatrics.
That's
like
crazy.
These old men keep on getting caught out there.
I don't really know about that portion of it, but I know if Diddy get the Panthers, they will be the Black Panthers.
He's going to change it from the Carolina Panthers to the Carolina Black Panthers. He already has said that they're going to have the littest halftime shows. He said the music's going to be turned. Like, they're going to have a dance. You know, Diddy is a Scorpio, so one thing about us Scorpios.
Scorpio, too.
Real rap. We always do it big. The 19th of November.
Oh, mine's the 16th. I ain't even know.
Oh, so we're going to have a litty party for our birthday.
But yeah, you know.
Now, but you already know he's going to do it big. The Panthers probably going to have glitters all on their jersey, some shiny
when
ass
they throw
shoes.
A flag on the play. He's going to be out there. Take that. He's going to be doing his thing. You already know how Diddy is. Man, it's going to be crazy.
How much do a football team roughly run? Because maybe I could put in a bid. What they cost?
I don't know.
Can I get approved for that loan?
I can't even get a football ticket. I don't know if your husband's going to allow that. That's cut into a lot of financial stuff if you're trying to buy a whole football team.
And how do I get my money back? Well, how quick is that return?
You know how many games they got to play? How many seats? I don't know. But the hot dogs is $25.
Well, what I did hear, he said he gonna wait till the season over. Don't even send in no bid. Don't send no money yet. Don't call Mr. Richardson. Don't leave no voicemail. Don't have nobody calling his assistant yet. He's gonna wait till the season is over, and then he's gonna holler at you. That's crazy. The fact that there are no African American majority owners in the NFL. Now they own some basketball teams and a lot of sneakers.
Right.
But nobody own no football team. Happy birthday to Jamie Foxx. He's 50 years old. Didn't know he was half 100. His party was litty. I saw it on Instagram. You know why?
I've seen it too.
Yes. Everybody was there. Snoop, Ice Game, Too Short, Ludacris, Katie Holmes, who said to be his boo. I think Will Smith was it. Was that the party that everybody was at?
Everybody was out there. It was
crazy. Except for us.
Yeah, we was out.
Jamie, why wasn't I invited?
You know, he was doing this big ass show. You know, the little mouse.
So a couple of people from Philly, they had went out there. So I was wondering. I want to go back and see how the party was, what the cake was like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It was.
I'm just really feeling sorry because I didn't get an invite. And I thought me and Jamie was cool. He said I could come to the house, sing at his video. But you gotta be careful when inviting people to your house now, because everybody swear you try to give them some coochie or get them some child. Ain't nobody. They about to shut this whole industry down with all these lawsuits and claims.
Ain't nobody touch me. I'm thinking about it, man. Shit.
I don't even want to sit close to you before they beat on said, Skeet, try to squeeze my butt. And I be like, what? It's not even like
internet
that.
Don't lie, man. So what
50
else?
Cent.
50 Cent. What about 50 Cent?
Power, can't wait till that comes back on. You watch?
That's it's my show. I love
it. You want to be on it?
I would love to be on Power.
Who's your favorite character?
Who do I like on the show? I like the white guy. I like my guy.
Tommy?
I like Tommy. That's my guy.
Why'd you say the white guy is so racist?
No.
Be careful before we get a lawsuit.
No, I like the white.
The Anglo-Saxon.
The guy. Because he doesn't act white. That's why I call him the white guy. He's like...
Tommy's everybody's guy.
I like the new sex scenes. They be killing it now. He just be... Oh, he act crazy. He like... I'll be like, this is good.
This seems like he's really doing it.
I said, Lala gave it up.
I like Kanan.
You like Kanan?
Ghost, he's kind of grown on me, but I also like Dre, played by Rotimi.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like we got the audience. They turned it up.
Now we done said.
They turned it
we
up.
We done said.
About to kick the audience members out.
Well, listen, you know, 50 produces 50 Central. That's on BET. Right. And he releases new music through his shows.
Yes,
well, he just signed an 8-figure, my nigga, deal with the stars to extend his partnership to 2019. So 50 Cent has got a lot more money. And everybody keep on saying, well, he keep on getting all these coins. When he gonna pay Rick Ross' baby mother back that money he owe for the thing?
He gonna claim broke as soon as they try to money from.
As he should. Anybody tell you hump on taping it leak. Oh, well, God
right,
bless.
Right.
You should have figured that thing out before you had that thing all up in the air waving around like you just don't care.
That was crazy. Shout out to 50 Cent, man.
And I know 50 for mad years, so I'm trying to figure out how come I haven't been on Power. I said, I just want to do one scene with him. I could play his baby mother. He could kick me off the show right after that. I just want Kanan. How come you don't never come see your son? I just want to do this. How come you don't never come see your son? That's all I want to do. And just get me off of there. Or maybe have me at Club Truth.
Club Truth.
That's a club, right?
And have me singing. I'll go to Ghost in them club and be singing
and just put out some new music and do all that good stuff. I just want to be on the show because that's one.
I look like a little young little bit. I could be the 12th grader at the school. What you think? I could do it.
Oh, yeah. The daughter got killed.
The daughter killed and all that.
You should kill the son.
She thought she was bulletproof. Don't touch my brother. Bow. They played too much. They done killed her. I couldn't believe it.
Why did he? He was like, ah. He yelped.
Yeah.
That's a yelp. He was like, ah.
That was crazy.
That's so sad.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Man, we got a crazy show
because that's
what I heard, and the internet don't lie is over with. But baby, when I say the guest that's about to take over the house, honey, baby, she got some tea to spill. She got a lot of thrills, and I say she's worth $100 million. When we come back to the Little Mo Show, we're going to have Sania Samah. Yeah, she's bigger than basketball-wise because there's more to her than just a seasonal show. All right, I'm your girl Lil Mo.
And I'm your boy Skeet Carter. We be right back after these commercials.
Yeah, commercials?
Yeah,
we getting
good
coins.
Hi, this is Mike Coscarelli from Anxiety Now.
And Andrea Allen from the Hot Mess Comedy Hour.
We just launched the brand new OG Podcast Network and wanted to let you know that you can hear ours and other great shows by going to ogpodcastnetwork.com.
Also, be sure to follow the network on social media to keep up to date with new shows, videos, and live events.
That's at OG Podcasts on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Or you can subscribe to your favorite OG podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Back with the best porno in the industry. Psych, it's your girl Lil Mo, and this is the Lil Mo Show. Who you?
My name is Skeet Carter, and I'm the co-host of the Lil Mo Show, and it's going down because I'm sitting in between two beautiful women, Lil Mo beside me, and right here, give it up for our amazing guest right here.
Special guest.
Sania Samah.
Thanks for having me.
He said when he first heard your name, Sania Samah, you Muslim?
She had to be Muslim. Well,
actually, yeah, my family is Muslim.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm Muslim too, but everybody be talking about Assalamu alaikum, sis. Bitch, why you don't wear your kimar? We go from Salaikum, sis, to this? Why you don't wear your kimar?
But
I'll be like, wait, but I'm Lil Mo. And then when I'm, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right,
I still ain't got my, what you call that thing?
What thing?
I got that when your husband supposed to give you your different name. The
Shahada?
I took my Shahada. My attribute.
You ain't get your attribute.
So I'm almost like halfway. I'm dipping and dabbing in and out of it.
It was his fault. That's cool. That's cool.
But I remember one time Meek was like, yo, we're going to just call you Khadijah, Sister Khadijah. Why do everybody think that somebody's supposed to be Sister Khadijah?
It could be Khadijah.
I want something like cute, like, let me look in the book and see what fits my attribute.
Something that you got to roll your tongue with. That's all.
Like
you know?
What?
I don't know.
Well, Khadijah, you really know.
I don't know.
I want to be like a La Deja. Like a La Leisure. Something Liddy. I want it to be a Liddy name.
The building is going down, man. All right. So we're here with the young lady that's, I mean, you've been on a bunch of TV appearances and you've been watching your interviews. I've been checking you out and then you're thicker than a Snickers. So everybody want to look at you. She's like, she couldn't even put the leg on. She's like, I changed my mind. Look at that.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
But so, people just think that, you know, you just did basketball wise. But before that, let everybody know, who is Sania Samah?
She's many things. I've, first of all, I'm a stylist and a beautician. I opened up my own hair salon.
She do my hair.
Yes, late. At the age of 16, I've had four different locations. Right now, and I'm like killing the game with the microblading and esthetician and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
people that don't know what microblading, because that just sounds like something they shave down. What is, it sounds like they shave it real close to the edge. What's microblading?
It's like a semi-permanent eyebrow tattoo where you take a small blade, it's like 1,000 paper cuts, and you just cut little like hair strokes into the eyebrow.
It sounds like it hurt.
They play too much.
It's a little painful.
How long it be raw for?
I mean, like a good week. Well, the first 3 days, you'll be fine. And then, like, maybe after day four, you'll get some scabbing. But, you know, a couple days, you'll be lit.
I'll do all of this to be. This is a lot.
Just add some brows so you don't look like you're saying, huh?
But the ladies, they confusing. Because I know ladies, some ladies cut their eyebrows off.
Y'all do micro mustache because, you know, everybody.
I can do that.
What about micro beards? Because it's brothers. Everybody want to look like they from
you
Philly.
You sit through it. I could micro anything.
So you, ooh, that's kind of like a tattoo, basically.
I could fill you in.
You're patchy. You're patchy.
I've been working hard. This is a good 2 weeks right here.
You want some shit, Patch?
Nah, man. I'm messing with me right now.
I can blaze you, get you nice and thick. You from Philly, right?
I'm from Philly, you know.
You got to represent more with that beard.
I just started, baby.
You just got out of court. Because you know they want you to thin it out for the judge. Oh, okay. He facing some speeding tickets he ain't paid. Trying to get his boot off.
Play too much.
Let's pray for him.
So let me ask you this question. How long is the average time that a female spends in the hair salon, the beauty salon?
Sania's she's a perfectionist.
I see.
It depends. If you're getting, say for instance, like a full weave, a weave install, it could be anywhere from 3 to 5 to 8 hours.
So I can't, if I'm trying to take you out today. So I want to take a young lady out. I just met, hey, listen, I'm going to take you to Sania. You know, I'm going to pick you up and take you out to eat. She ain't going to make it out to dinner if I drop off around about 5.
She's not, but the flip side to that, because I have guys that I'm friends with that bring their woman there and want me to kind of prolong it so they could go cheat. So they know they got a few hours.
Word?
Yeah, I've had that happen.
So do you get paid extra when he say, hey, look, this is a special one. And, oh, that's crazy.
Yo, I just shot a movie like that. Once upon a time in Philly, and I'm cheating with the dude, with the girl hair I do. Ain't that some Philly shit?
Yeah. That's just regular. It ain't got to be Philly. That's crazy, though. I didn't know
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's beyond crazy.
So, you know, we got to ask the questions. You know, the questions, because that's on the internet. You know, we got to look on the internet.
Before we get to the internet,
what?
Basketball-wise, how'd you get that call?
It's crazy. It happened a few years ago when they were trying to do Basketball Wives Philly.
Really?
Yeah, they were trying to bring it to Philly.
Okay, because it seemed like nothing. People wanted to do Love & Hip Hop New York Philly and it never came about. They wanted to do Boxer Wives and it never came about. So they was going to do a Basketball Wives Philly?
Yep. That they couldn't pull together a cast, and then it went from Philly to New York. So I was casted for Basketball Wives New York. We actually ended up filming a few scenes, maybe like 2 episodes. And when they turned it into the label, for some reason, they didn't greenlight it.
So, okay. So they didn't get the 2 to 3 episodes greenlit.
Yeah.
So then you transferred to L.A.?
Yeah, I guess things weren't really going as they would like to have it on L.A. And they end up scrapping pretty much half the cast and brought the strongest person from New York, which was me, over to L.A. to kind of shake things up.
Okay.
So that's how I got over there.
So how did you shake them up, sis? Go on and tell it.
I mean, I just came on the show just being myself. Like, it was, you know, I didn't have, like, a storyline, and I wasn't willing to compromise myself and go on as dating, you know, the girlfriend of so-and-so or the ex of so-and-so, you know what I'm saying? Like, the mistress of whoever. I just wanted to just be me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I came on there as myself. And was just raw and uncut. They wasn't used to the realness and the rawness of me.
Tammy's on that show too, right?
Yeah, I believe she quit though.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
She's not on this season. I don't know.
Wow.
And Jackie Christie's on there as well.
Yeah, she is.
What was that like being around? And was Evelyn on?
Yeah. Yes, Evelyn came back in season 6 too.
Does she need to work? Like, what's going on? Like, I thought she
probably.
I'm not gonna do this again and da 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 da.
Yeah. Okay. That, when them funds dwindling down, you them, get
that,
real
that
humble
boot
real
store
quick.
Wasn't doing too well, huh? Did she have a shoe store or something?
Yeah, or something.
Anybody? Or anybody know? I'm not really trying to be funny. I be looking on the internet. I know she had the baby by that man.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
I don't know.
So who, all right, then it was Jackie Chris. Is she really crazy? Like, people be trying to make it out like she weird.
It's crazy, because when I first came on the show, I had, like, my different perceptions of everybody on there.
Okay.
I thought that me and Evelyn would get along great. We have the same birthday. I thought we had the same attitude. Yeah, I thought that, you know, her and I would get along great.
We just celebrated Sania's birthday. Clap it up for your nigga with his trapping ass.
Happy birthday.
And I went to the dinner, saying
happy
birthday.
Yes, and she sang happy birthday to me. It was the biggest surprise.
I spent some thousands in there. I said, whoa, we only going to do one of these a year. One of these a year. So go on. Y'all had the same birthday, and we thought it was going to be cool. But sis.
When I actually started filming, they paired me with her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, everything was great. The scenes were going great, but I guess when I'm a dominant character and my presence is always felt. I guess that may have been too much for some people.
Okay.
Because they kind of backed away. Like, I don't want to film with her. And I never gave anybody
a problem.
I
thought they were so tough though. Because people think that when your personality is dominant, that means you have to fight. And I'm like, no. You could just say, when I walk up in this room, all the air belongs to me. Hello? That's why I'm just like, what's so hard? I thought sis was lit.
I did too. I was very disappointed in that.
Wow.
And then things kind of went a different way. I really didn't like Jackie when I started. Before I even did my first scene, I'm like, I'm this bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was on go from the door with her and Tammy. You know what I'm saying? So the two that I had my guard up with are the two that I ended up really liking and respecting on the show.
Yeah. I love Tammy a lot. Like, shout out to her, because I've known her for years, and she's always shown me a lot of love. So even when I signed on to do Love and Hip Hop New York, she was like, just go up there and be you.
Yeah.
So it's just like, there's nothing else I could be. But when it's dominating personalities, people think that you have to overdo it. And I'm just like, no, it's not a competition of who's going to get the most light or the most shine, but everybody's going to be lit. So with that being said, we got to come back after this break and ask you, child, the internet wants to know. They was
questions.
Like, people was playing some guessing game, trying to figure out who this baller was that Sania had allegedly had slept with right before his wedding. And I want to know, because I got to tell y'all who I slept with right before this commercial. It's like, it's the Little Mo Show. We'll be right back.
It's your boy, Skeet Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
So we back to the Little Mo Show, and I'm fanning myself because we hot like fire. It's lit up here. It's lit up here. I'm your girl, Little Mo.
And I'm your co-host, comedian Skeet Carter, and we are sitting up here at the Little Mo Show with Sania, and we about to get the tea, as they would say.
You don't know what the tea is.
The tea is when somebody thirsty and they want the information to quench the thirst.
There's a difference. There's hot tea, there's lukewarm tea, and there's cold tea.
Well, you fan of yourself. This is hot tea.
Yes, let's get some hot tea.
You got to drop a haul in it. Hey, listen.
what you know about that haul in that tea? That haul in that tea make you hit them notes. Yes.
So you got to talk to us, man, because the internet, you know, they wanted to know some things, man. So the speculation about, you know.
It's Bossa, because they stayed speculating and scandalizing me and my husband. So Bossa, I don't know how they be finding out they tea.
They came to court on y'all.
Yeah, they was there and talking about, because when y'all name come up in the thing, I ain't mad at it, because as long as our name is in the press and in the blogs,
we
stay on the TV, and that's how we get the checks.
Right.
It ain't gonna be too many more things that this Negro gonna get away with before I start showing my ass. Right. But Sania, everybody was saying, according to Bossa, they said Sania had an affair with a top NBA person. And before the wedding day, allegedly, you had slept with him. You gonna tell us who it is?
Well, what I am going to say, I didn't have an affair. I had a relationship with somebody that was in the league for some years.
Okay.
And they had a situation that I didn't really know nothing about, or at the time I didn't really care, because it didn't concern me. I didn't know. And I have found out about him getting married one weekend that we were away, and it came on the TV on the news.
What, in the Vespa? Remember that song, Congrats? Soaring no friend on the street.
Congrats.
Yes. What, in the Vespa?
You. That's how I felt.
You felt? That's crazy. But listen to this, though, because you know what show you're on, the Little Mo Show, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we I know you did a couple interviews and all that stuff, and we swore that you weren't going to give us the same answer that you didn't give these other people, because, you know, we came up and you looking like money, and we want the money answer. So can you give us something that,
I just want to be respectful to his marriage, because he is still married.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, but okay. You're asking me a question, right? But you already know the answer.
I don't. I do.
You ain't get that? You ain't catch that?
Look at that. Look at that. All right, so listen, what's up?
Catch that?
I don't. Oh! Child, everybody had that thing.
Hello?
Child.
Hello?
Baby, that thing was for everybody.
Hello?
Now I get it. Oh, Lord. I was like, who is it? Well, anyway, moving right along.
Right along.
We got
another question. So the other speculation or rumor or something that was on the internet, you know, you were a stylist, correct?
Yes.
All right. So you styled many people from the, you know, can you name a few people you styled for?
What are you getting at, Meek?
But you got to know your resume.
Okay.
Like that's what that's about.
I worked with MMG for a few years. I styled Meek Mill. Worked with Wale, Rick Ross.
Love me some Wale. That's my homie.
Slaughterhouse, Joe Budden, okay. Joel Ortiz.
So your resume is dope. This is what
pretty,
you do.
It's impressive. Right.
Joe Budden, where he used to wear t-shirts, and because he just
prior
be real.
To me, prior to me styling him, okay. He was lit when I had him for a year and a half.
Okay. Dope. Yeah. So you know,
free loving hip hop. I had nothing to do with the vest. It was not me.
Yeah. You gotta love the Lil Mo show.
The Jodeci vest.
You got to love it.
Not me.
Did he had the boots on with it too. I don't know if he had the boots on.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so some speculation that some incident happened. Could you want to, let us know exactly
what
happened.
Yeah, what happened? Because
we don't know.
It's crazy. It was a situation where I had got in trouble in Atlanta,
right?
Because somebody had booked me a hotel room on a hookup,
right?
And you know how we are, ghetto girls, and be like, we overdid it.
Okay.
So we stayed for like 4 days, and we was loving the, you know, the free champagne, the free room service, and all that.
Miss
we
those
to
days.
Extend it,
right.
But the manager that hooked it up wasn't on duty when we extended it. So the new manager was like, "Somebody gotta pay these bills. Like, it's no credit card on file. Like,
came,
paying these
how
bills.
Much it came up to?
It wasn't that much. It was like $1,500, like something like that, in room service.
Okay.
So they was. I'm like, not me. You know, I'm gonna gladly leave.
Right, right.
So I ended up leaving. But what happened was the room was in a friend of my name. And when I came to get the room key, I gave my ID to get a key. Okay. So they had my ID on file. Mm. So they put the charges on me, which was fine because I did it and I own up to it.
Right.
But what happened later on was the same girl that I was there chilling with, her and I had kind of fell out, and she started sleeping with Meek.
Wow.
So in an attempt to slander my name and cause conflict between him and I, she just created these lies. One day I had, you know, this when Instagram came up with the location.
Right.
Gotcha.
And me all hyped, standing at the Intercontinental, tagged my location. And 2 years later, after the room service incident, police came and locked me up at my hotel room.
Are you serious?
I swear to God. And the there was this black guy, the black cop there. He was real cool. He was like looking at me like, you know, like I ain't. Like, it's so petty. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, what's going on? He was like, you know, somebody called in your location, this, that, and the third. Nobody knew about the incident except for the people that were there.
Right.
And I don't have the guides on it. So it was clearly the girl.
Wow. So, yeah, that's crazy. This, you get the real story, man. Because the internet ain't going to tell you that. Yeah. And y'all speculating, say what y'all say, but this is how we get the real
but
news.
But how it snowballed into a Meek Mill thing is when I was arrested. Nobody even knew that I was arrested. I didn't even have time to call my mother, nobody. Like, nobody knew except for clearly the person that called me in.
Yeah.
So they kept refreshing for my mugshot to come up. And when my mugshot came up, you know, I was still laid.
I know you was a
lit. Yeah, still looking cute.
You probably was like, wait, hold on. Let me turn the camera this way so I can make sure I'm cute. So she ain't gonna have that hair undone. That thing gonna be right now.
So the whole by the time I made my phone call home, everybody had knew I was arrested because my mugshot was plastered everywhere. And then the story had spun into she was arrested. She was stealing from Meek. She was this, she was that. But we are all from the same neighborhood. We all know how Meek is. If I did anything bad to that man, he would definitely have spoke on it.
Right.
The thing that I didn't like is that he didn't defend me. You know what I'm saying? He defended me in private, but not to the public. And I don't respect him for that, but...
Are y'all still cool to this day, or did you have on a free Meek
really
tea?
I would not rock a free Meek tea. I feel sorry that he's in that predicament, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't come to my defense when people lied on me. We were really good friends prior to him even being in the industry.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Like, we were on a high-speed chase before in my minivan.
What?
On South Street, we was friends. Like, really tight.
Driving nowhere fast in the minivan. Yeah, yeah.
We was on South Street. It was a bike cop. So
okay.
Yeah, like, we were friends. Like, friends. And, you know, he would just be like, don't pay that shit no mind, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is my, like, people really, you're not going to say nothing, though?
And I know how you feel, because there's a lot of times, like, in this industry, I've defended people and I've come to their back and their defense. And I'm just like, when stuff be going on with me, I said, well, ain't nobody got my back. Even on down to, let me tell you, I've saved people from sexual harassment lawsuits, claims, HR. But then when I get the axe, everybody just like, yo, sis, you good? Bitch, you ain't gonna throw me no bone.
Exactly.
Nigga, I got kids.
Yeah.
Right.
That's how people are. So that's why my circle is so small. It's a dot. You see it right here? That's my fucking circle.
Is a mole.
Hello?
That's true.
So if you've learned anything just from the beginning to now, what have you learned, honestly, about this whole industry?
That it's crazy, because you and I just recently met, and I feel like I've known you for a very long time.
We've
you
been
know
in
I'm
the
saying?
Same
like,
circles.
Exactly. But it's always been genuine from day one. Whenever you need me, I'm there. Whenever I need you, it's no rap. And it's rare. You know what I'm saying? It's very rare. But in this industry, you know what I'm saying? I just move a little different. I don't really trust people. I don't like to do the girlfriend thing. Like, we could be cool. I got many friends in the industry. But we're friends over there. Like, I'm not inviting you into my personal space.
All right, right. Yeah.
So that's, I just move different.
Got to do that. I heard a story about you was at the airport going to Philadelphia, and a colleague of mine, TK Kirkland, was at the airport with you.
What happened?
TK was trying to holler.
Yeah. What did he say?
Then tried to spin it. I did the lip service with Angela Yee, and he tried to spin it like, I was just giving you a compliment, and you women always think when a... I'm like, not knowing that nigga trying to fuck me.
All right.
Like, you tried to...
Hello?
But okay.
That was hilarious, man. I saw that with him. Like,
he's funny, though.
He
had a good time.
He cool. That's why I'm like, TK,
they
you
was introducing
sit your
each other.
It's
like, this is TK.
If Jamie Foxx
is 50,
she's like, TK is about 67.
We met at the airport. He was like, refresh my memory, please.
Yeah.
First of
so
all...
I would have remembered you. No, I didn't have my wig on. I had sweatpants. He was still trying to holler, but it's me.
Yeah, man. So you, I'm a short guy, man. I like
Hello.
All types of. Where it counts.
He my height.
I like.
When I got heels on.
I like a tall glass. Come on, man. Look at this, man. Look at it. Yeah, I'm big. But listen, you know, sometimes men like tall, bigger, taller women. You know what I mean? I find you very
like
attractive.
Kevin and Nico.
I'm just saying. So, how do you feel about your men? You know, like you have a type, or is it just?
I don't really have a type. I really don't have.
You look
a
like
type.
You intimidate some guys, except for me.
Skeet.
I'm just saying.
Shoot
man.
Your shot all 2018.
So many men, but I don't. I'm in a relationship. I'm single.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Well, I'm glad we got that, man. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cut.
You know what I mean? We're glad we got that. You know what I mean? But listen, man, what else can we, you want to shout out anybody or give them your social media?
All
people
that good
can
stuff.
Follow you.
My Instagram is at Saniya Samaya, SaniyaSamaa. My Facebook is the same, real name, no gimmicks. My salon is in Claymont, Delaware, 2811 Philadelphia Pike. You can reach me on my business phone, text only, 302-588-8023. Mm-hmm. And you can catch me on this season of Wedding Makeovers on TLC with me and, I can't think of his name. But anyway, it's coming on January. It's on TLC Network.
Okay. Any more seasons of Basketball Wives?
I mean, they on my line right now. I don't know. We have yet to be, we don't know. Hopefully.
They need you on there, because if Tammy left and if Evelyn ain't pulling no ratings in.
I want the show to be successful. I don't get it.
Because
it's like they're working against themselves.
All right, so if it's almost, what is it, up to season seven?
Seven.
Isn't that God's lucky number? Wouldn't you want to do a Sam? And then go out with a bang? Like, I got mad at them when they canceled R&B Divas and said, why y'all going to go out when we number one? Well, damn that, I'll just go on Love & Hip Hop and just be number one all over again. Hello? Hello?
Oh, man.
What's your social media, Skeet, just in case somebody
want to
slide
you
a nude?
If you want to slide me a picture or something, you know what I mean? You can find me at Comedian Skeet Carter on Instagram. On Facebook, it's just Comedian Skeet. Also, go to the website, www.skeetcarter.com.
And you got some shows coming up.
I got shows. We at the Improv in Pittsburgh, January 11th to the 14th. Come check me out.
Some front row tables, some chicken, and some tickets.
Whatever you want, Mo. But you got to invite me to the shows, too, because I know you got some shows coming up.
I got some shows coming up.
I'm a fan of
Superwoman. I'm coming in with eight people just like Kim. Did. And
you
show out.
Look, we gonna have fun. Though.
I'm gonna say no pictures.
You can't do that to me.
And do like that, like how Snooki did I'm bringing Martin. Sunil.
I'm about to say, when I met TK, he did invite me to the show.
Yeah, we always invite. We want somebody. You got to get a new giggle. Got to get a new giggle. See that? She said, got that cool ass laugh. You can't. You got to laugh at my show. You can't be.
How they got laugh like?
You got to be cracking up. Like you got. You got to laugh to the button pop on the shirt. Cause that is a strong button. That
That's
button been holding on since
the
beginning.
They've been holding them breasts.
We
since
said, welcome to the Little Mo. So the button was like, hey. That button is strong. God. Shout out to the button on his shirt right here.
Let's get an Instagram page for Sunil Button. Mine's is at the Lil Mo Show, and my Twitter's at the Lil Mo Show. Anything other than the Lil Mo Show, it ain't me. It might be a man playing like they me. I want to thank Next Level Publishing for everything. I want to thank my staff. I want to thank my family for letting me be here, because if I don't work, they don't eat. And I want to thank you for tuning into the Little Mo Show podcast. Man, it just keeps on getting better and better. And every time you see me, I'm going to have on a new wig. Amen. Hello.
And I'm gonna come. I'm gonna keep looking good. I'm gonna try. You know, because I got a new stylist. You know, on board.
Hey.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So it's going down. So thank y'all for tuning in. Right.
Yeah.
And we definitely see y'all next time, man. We are at the Little Mo Show, and I'm Skeet Carter. This
never
is Little.
Won't know you. Won't be no me. I'm right. Lil Mo. Oh, I'm under shout out Cumulus Digital too. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be in this big ass beautiful building.
Exactly.
We'd be in front of some steak mics and seats. You know, everybody, when you hear podcasts, they be like, oh, what is it going to be? I was like, nah, shit is upscale. Cumulus ain't playing. We on top of MSG. We made it up. We the Jeffersons. We were moving on up. You know, because I seen people podcasts, and I'm like, who charges this? Who charges this? So shout out to Cumulus Digital for having us upscale and at the top of the line, because we now we have no choice but to go hard. So thank you to them, too, as well. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you, Sunil, for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And you're welcome to come back anytime you're in town.
Say that, girl. I know the address, and I'll be here every day.
Say that, because I be needing to. And when I say she laid some hair, baby, it's kind of lifting up now, because it feel like it's a raccoon in the back. I think the tag lifting. But, baby, she going to get this thing laid. We're going to get it all together. All right? We out.